in hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Dan Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Then again, freetalklive.com. Now, I said we were going to talk about Michael Bloomberg. He is the mayor of New York City, as you may be aware, and he has a message for New Yorkers that don't like surveillance cameras. This according to the New York Daily News. The message is, it's just ridiculous, people who object to using technology, the mayor said, adding that he had not talked with anyone in London who wasn't thrilled at the presence of security cameras in their capital. Can you imagine that? No one in London. Everyone in the United Kingdom
what
is just...
a dummy.
They're just excited about having all these cameras everywhere.
Bloomberg.
The Daily... Well, maybe there's a bit of, I don't know, confirmation bias going on there in that...
Maybe he only spoke to police officers and members of parliament.
Probably likely to talk to people that are in love with government rather than those that don't like it. Because he is a government guy.
Yeah.
The Daily News reported yesterday that a camera in Lower Manhattan has been secretly recording license plates and a test of the planned Ring of Steel surveillance system. I mean, just that alone right there should throw up a red flag for people.
Yeah, they're calling it the Ring of Steel. Yeah, that's some dangerous stuff.
Sounds sort of like the Iron Curtain.
It does. Yeah. That's exactly what I thought of the first time I saw that. The plates are compared against a database so the NYPD can immediately know when a suspicious car or truck is in the area. London has such a system in place in its financial district. Bloomberg, appearing with London Mayor Ken Livingstone at a news conference, said New Yorkers are very naive if they don't realize they're already being watched. He said, "We're under surveillance all the time," pointing out that cops grab video from private closed-circuit cameras when crimes are committed. So he's using private property cameras as justification for the government cameras.
You know, Ian, I got to say just real quick, I think we're reaching a point where we're crossing over the threshold into the nature of government is going to create such a weight for itself and its own burden in trying to provide that which people think it should provide, supposedly security, that it itself will become a danger to security. Wherein it will be so expensive and it will be so time-consuming and costly regarding man-hours and money to monitor all the different things for security we rely on government to do, that we have just gone in such the wrong direction over centuries in the United States, away from private security, away from market forces taking care of things, that it itself is becoming its own Achilles heel, and it will collapse under its own weight of assuming the security responsibility.
And that is what Orwell warned us about.
Yeah.
Right, and Mark was saying over the weekend that, speaking of the collapse, Mark was talking about that, how we might actually be seeing the end of the days as far as the empire is concerned, as far as the American empire. Are we towards the very end? I mean, it still may be decades that before it's all over and done with.
The point I was trying to make on that is that the American Republic, for instance, Rome, the Republic died and the rule of the
and
Caesars
continued in a way.
Quite some time after that. So it was essentially a tyrannical, despotic, government at that point.
So is the Republic dead at this point, would you say?
I don't know. I mean,
almost.
It's up to a historian to decide at what point.
The Free State Project will be a good test, I think.
Ron Paul's a good test.
Yeah, right. Ron Paul's a good test. And I think specifically the concept of federalism and semi-autonomous states being able to do something about what they want to do, sort of pulling myself away from bases in Rammstein and, Puerto Rico and all these other places where the United States has soldiers out there, but looking at the Republic itself here in the United States itself on the North American continent and Hawaii and Alaska, we're seeing, I think it'll be an interesting test. We're really close to the edge right now.
Right, and people in different states are talking about secession right now, and it's getting news coverage, like as something that seriously could happen. I don't know how far along they are, but they're talking about it, and news is talking about it, which means people are going to, the idea is going to spread, and people will consider it as an option.
You know, Ian, I was talking to you guys off the air about how, this weekend I'm really, really pleased because I'm going to be going to an anime convention with my niece, and it's going to be cool, and it's local, and it's going to be fun. And you think about that spirit that gets people together when they enjoy something together in an entertaining way, that sort of thing. And then you think about the spirit that gets people together who might have slightly similar interests in entertainment but have real common interests in freedom and liberty. And you think about those people coming to New Hampshire. I'm thinking about your Shrine of Female Listeners. You know, if there isn't a libertarian guy or a liberty-minded guy who doesn't look at that page and say, yeah, all right, come to New Hampshire, please. Let's do it soon. Get over here, and let's start getting people mixing together.
Well, I don't know that all the Shriners are exactly New Hampshireites.
But no, but you know what I mean.
A number of them are New Hampshire-bound, I would say.
Yeah, and that it's that sense of shared principle and bonding that you find with people with similar principles that it seems so rare nowadays to be able to find people who really do believe in freedom. It's an anime convention times 10,
yeah.
You know? It's so much better, and I think New Hampshire will be a place where people who are really searching and desperate to find other people who have those real strong principles they can respect, they'll be coming here.
You're right.
They'll be going to your website, they'll be talking to friends and getting here.
And I think you can get a taste of what that'll be like if you attend the next Liberty Forum, which is coming up in January, early January. The details are all at the Free State Project website at freestateproject.org. One of the other reasons to come to New Hampshire is we don't have cameras watching your every single move. But let's continue with some justifications by Mayor Bloomberg for a more security state, more cameras, government cameras watching you, more government agents on the streets. He says, we're under surveillance all the time. As far as privacy concerns, he says, you've already given that away when you buy a car and register it and put a license plate on the back, which is basically putting your name on the back of the car. He's right, of course, but what's interesting is that here's the government using government control, using already existing government control methods as an excuse to say,
traditional.
Well, you've already given away all your privacy. Now we're just taking a little bit more. What's the big deal? Obviously, you don't care about privacy. You let us license your cars and put numbers on your cars. I mean, we own you there. Now we're just going to own the roads, and then we're going to own the inside of your house. Hey, what do you care anyway, huh? If you cared, you would have stopped us at the license plates, but you didn't. Well, now, he didn't say that part, but it's true.
Yeah.
If people were really concerned about this, they would have said no to government licensing and registration.
Don't want to be tangential too much again, Ian, because I know you've got some more points to make on this specific point, but that is a perfect example of the seeding of principle, and then that opens the Pandora's box, and it just depends on whatever the majority wants to do to apply. And I bring in the example of the S-chip veto. I have some sound that I was using on my show, and it's this guy Leavitt, the Secretary of Health and Human Services for the Bush administration, and you know, clearly an unconstitutional entity. He's coming out saying, "Well, the S-chip veto was good because, yeah, we want kids to be able to be covered by the federal government for their health care, but not this many kids and not this expensive a program." And the problem is that in the 1990s, people like Orrin Hatch, people like Trent Foghorn Leghorn Lott, and, you know, the guy whose head looks like Frankenstein, just put the little plugs on his neck, they supported the Children's Health Initiative program, health insurance program, in the 90s. They already gave away the farm.
They ceded the principle that government should do these things in the first place.
Exactly.
Now they're just arguing over the minutia of how far they should go and how fast.
Precisely. And you can't go in that direction. That's why the Republican Party has basically become empty. They're just empty suits.
He says, Livingstone...
Empty suits with their hands in our pockets.
Right.
This is the mayor of London. Livingstone agreed that Londoners feel safer because of the cameras. He can speak for everyone who lives in London. It's amazing, these people. Saying he couldn't recall a single letter of complaint. Now, do you think that the mayor actually reads the letters?
I don't think that people would even bother writing a letter.
The mayor calls, his visit a busman's holiday. He rode the double-decker bus with Livingstone, viewed a hybrid taxi, and visited a police control room where he saw the original Ring of Steel in action. City of London police bureaucrat Alex Robertson said the surveillance system to monitor every vehicle that enters a square-mile financial district known as the City of London was pioneered to combat IRA terrorism. As a demonstration, he displayed a screen image of the car Bloomberg arrived in. "I'm a handsome one in the back," said Bloomberg. Noting that London has a camera on every bus and subway car, Bloomberg said, and I love this one, quote, "We are way behind, and we really do have to catch up."
Wow.
Unquote. Now, do you see what I mean about governments trying to compete to see who can be more tyrannical the quickest?
It's not the tyranny that bothers me. It's the cost.
The tyranny doesn't bother you?
I don't think... I'm not doing anything wrong as far as the cameras go.
No,
you will, but I have to pay for it.
Give them time, Mark. More on the way. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Ian Gard.
And Mark. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free. We've got a wiki there with over 1,400 pages, unique pages, created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, to get interactive.
Perhaps you own or know somebody who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked over the arduous task of trying to collect these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiency and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. We're going to the phones here shortly, but on the way, we'll talk more about the surveillance society, the surveillance state that is being erected around us in this country. Just finished talking about how Bloomberg is jealous of London. He's the New York City mayor. He wants to implement all of London's programs in New York City, including more cameras, more scanning, more surveillance, more police state. And that's it just goes to show that these governments are trying to one-up each other as to who can install more cameras the fastest and where they can install them. I mean, he's jealous because London has them in the bus system, and they have them in every taxi cab. In every taxi and bus in London, there is a camera monitoring your every move.
Yeah,
and
we
that makes him salivate.
We had that call from Chris earlier from the UK, and I wanted to ask Chris a little bit. One of the greatest stunts that I've seen in a long time came from Captain Sensible of the Damned. He's formed this thing, which is sort of a semi-political party. It's called the Blah Party. And I think you just go to blahparty.org.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go there, it's funny. You hear Captain Sensible's voice. He's got a megaphone. He's going, blah, blah, blah. It's hilarious. And, of course, he's the guitarist for The Damned. And really nice guy. He is pretty much a socialist, more towards communist. But we have some commonalities. And he's a real nice guy. We email each other once in a while. And the captain started this group. And the Blah thing, they pull these stunts once in a while. They got a laser projector down onto the Thames, across from Whitehall and from the Houses of Parliament and the Tower of Big Ben and so on. And during the night, they had disguised it as a television production van, mm-hmm. when really it was a generator that they connected down near this bridge. And they shot in like 35-foot high letters at 10 minutes of midnight the word blah on the side of the House of Parliament in laser. And then they
it's not vandalism, it goes away.
No. It showed you how they can infiltrate. You know, how it doesn't matter what the security things are,
sure.
These guys can get in and get stuff done.
Did you see the Australian guys at APEC?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I've got to pull up that video and show it to you.
It's crazy. They dressed the guy up as Osama bin Laden and snuck him into this APEC convention leading countries full of,
It was so brilliant. I meant to pull the audio for the show, but I just never got around to it. Basically, the way they did it, this APEC convention was going on, which you might have heard about. All kinds of world leaders, government people coming around and gathering.
And there were tons of protesters outside. So,
right. Yeah. And, of course, so therefore, there was a lot of security, right? A whole lot of security. You got all these big government people all in one place. It's going to be a lot of security. So what they did was, it was just this comedy team. They have a show on Australian television. They got a couple of SUVs, and they put a couple, you know, like two or three guys or three or four guys in black suits, sort of like a CIA agent might wear, or a Secret Service agent, rather, might wear.
A man in black.
And right. And so they got the black SUVs, two black SUVs, and four guys in black. You know, two on the front, two on the behind, sort of like a caravan or whatever.
Official. Wait for it. Here comes the punchline. Wait for it.
Yeah. And so they're jogging along, you know, with the vehicles, and they jog up to the security gates, and they just get waved right through.
Well, don't forget.
Oh, they have a Canadian flag on the front.
It's the little plastic Canadian flag stuck on the front of the SUV is what got them through.
Right.
Oh, you.
So it's the appearance.
Doesn't that say to you, diplomat?
Right. Oh, so it's the appearance of authority is all it took to get past the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And they waved them right through, and they just trotted right along, and then they got up to the next level of security, and come on through. And they literally got their SUVs right in front of the hotel where President Bush was staying in.
Wow.
Now, imagine if the SUVs had been packed full of the same sorts of explosives that took out the Oklahoma City building.
Absolutely.
It would have been over right then.
Right.
They would have been able to trigger the bombs, and it would have all been done for.
Absolutely.
They turned themselves around because they didn't think they would have gotten that far.
Right.
They turned themselves around.
They were scared at that point.
And that's when they let the Osama bin Laden lookalike out from one of the SUVs, and he started running around, and it was amazing. It was amazing. All of the security they had, and as they were driving down, the security was looking the other direction, of course. They weren't paying attention to their secure area, which had just been infiltrated by a bunch of comedians.
Right, all the guns were facing out.
Right. Let's go to the phones. You can take control. Talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Excellent.
Hello. Eric, Michigan, going once.
Hello.
Eric, hello.
Hey, Eric.
I guess.
Hey,
if the Liberty Movement is anything like an anime convention, I want out.
Were you ever in the first place?
I consider myself a part of it.
That's good to know.
I think he does. What don't you like about anime conventions?
I just can't stand anime in general, and the people who watch it are generally kind of weird, and they're very fascinated with Japanese culture, and they kind of give me the creeps.
Well, what's your hobby, Eric?
I'm a computer guy, a gamer, I shoot, I fish. I got a lot of stuff.
So being a computer guy and a gamer isn't necessarily, you don't think that's as weird as being into anime?
I think there's definitely some weird gamers, but I'm not certain that it attracts as weird of a crowd.
All right.
Some of the weirdest people I've ever met have been anime fans, so I'll just put it that way.
That's fair enough. Now, I'm not a huge...
I think that the weirdest go to those piercing conventions.
I've met a lot of
The people that put little plastic nodules in their forehead to imitate sprouting horns and that kind
Darth
of thing.
Yeah, Darth Maul look like. You know.
File their teeth down into point.
The cat guy.
Yeah.
Actually, I got to tell you.
For that crap.
I do have to say, you're talking to a guy who flew to England for the debut of Doctor Who. When it
Did
came
you
back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I have friends who work on the show, so that's part of it. So. Yeah, it was
that's
a lot of fun.
That's pretty geeky.
And I have to say, also, there's this big emo faction of the anime stuff, and
really?
I'm not a massive anime
there's
fan.
There's emo anime or emo fans?
There are emo fans who are in the anime. And
this emo thing, did it come from...
It's all goth.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. It's
not goth.
Gothish.
Well,
yeah. It's boys and girls pants crying a lot. Is it from Emo Phillips or Emo?
No,
it's emotional.
It's emotional. Yeah.
I know that's what the term means, but have you ever seen this Emo Phillips guy?
Oh, my God.
I think he was the first one.
I
think he may have adopted the name Emo.
No, different thing. Different thing.
They look like him.
Wikipedia. Maybe it'll give you the entomology or the history of the term.
Oh, and I remember when I was in school, we used to call the goths death rockers, and then it's just like slam dancing, and then they turned it to moshing. Like, what the heck is moshing? It sounds like mashed potatoes. Get that out of there. We're slamming against each other in a pit. It's not a mosh pit, but now they've taken it and suborned it. But it's funny because I met a couple guys yesterday. They got these T-shirts. I don't remember the website or anything, but there are these emo line of T-shirts, and one of them says, "I wish my lawnmower were emo." Because lawn were emo, because then it would cut itself.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
really good stuff.
Now, Eric, did you call to talk about anime conventions, or were you?
No, actually, Mark complained the other day that I never have a question for him, and I think he's right. So I decided I'll have a question for all of you now, but specifically for Mark.
Can you get the question out?
Can you tease a little bit?
Yeah, I can hang for
Tease your question.
A little bit. Make people want to tune in through the commercials. You're awful. Eric, you've got to get joking on us. Brother wants to tease us, man. You've got 10 seconds to tease, or I won't let you hold on.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I thought my phone was cutting out. I want to talk about the Second Amendment firearms.
Okay, great. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. Get with the program. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. You slam on brakes and your car stops. But what's all that bobbing and swaying? If your car is doing the Macarena at red lights, it's not the springs. When we come back, I'll tell you the shocking truth. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. If you've stopped the forward motion of your car, but it's still bobbing up and down, take a look at the shocks, not your springs. Think about it. It's the spring's job to be springy, but it's the shock absorber's job to control the motion of the springs. Yes, your versatile shocks are not only designed to keep a car's wheels on the ground over rough roads, they're also used to stop the rocking chair motion that naturally follows a sudden stop. So if your car's rocking and rolling, check out those shocks. I'm Bobby Lycus. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Updates are available. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, sent out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing our two newest Shriners on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So you'll know first, if you're on the updates list, let's go back to Eric in Michigan. Eric, with a question about the Second Amendment.
I'm really sorry about that, guys. I don't usually call you on a cell phone. I thought it was breaking up.
That's okay.
Yeah, as to Mark, how far do you think the Second Amendment goes? I mean, what kind of weapons does it provide for? I mean, do you think it justifies owning nuclear weapons, for instance?
It's always the nuclear weapon question.
We've gotten that one before.
Yeah. First off, I'd like to say that it's not unusual. Every once in a while, you'll go around and you'll see some guy who has a cannon in his front yard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the idea of somebody owning a long-range howitzer, it's just a simple step from somebody owning a cannon. If I have a Revolutionary War, Civil War cannon sitting in the front yard, it's not too dangerous, but it could be. Because all I have to do is load that baby up, and boom, I blow a big old hole in my neighbor's house. And I suppose if you have one of these new howitzers, you can probably shoot some kind of ballistic weapon, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 miles. Some extraordinary range. But
I told you to keep off my crash, you damn kids.
But and as to why anybody would want to spend any extraordinary amount of money for a piece of weaponry like this, it's beyond me. Usually people want to defend their own house. They don't want to shoot a house 20 miles away. But when it comes to a howitzer, I guess a howitzer is an anti-personnel weapon. So when it comes to a big gun like this, it's really about, it'll still only hit one building and kill, you know, people in that building. Whereas a nuclear weapon, it endangers everyone around for, miles and miles. So you can't pinpoint who it is that's attacking you with that weapon. And the very possession of a nuclear weapon is a threat to everyone around, and I don't believe that walking into a grocery store and waving around your gun is, it should be legal, and I don't think that owning a nuclear weapon should be legal,
so
they're both threats.
Bazooka, yes. Nuclear weapon, no.
Right.
Got it. Eric, follow up.
Yeah, I tend to believe that it provides for any defensive weapon, because it seems pretty clear to me that it was instituted so that the people could defend the country rather than having a massive standing army all the time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think that any defensive weapons, so obviously any small arms or explosives, for instance, because, they're using those in Iraq right now for defensive purposes. I don't think you can really justify a tank or a helicopter, but certainly, an anti-tank gun, a howitzer, what have you, those are all fairly defensive weapons, so I see no problem with people owning those.
I think that
I don't even know a tank. I don't have a problem with a tank.
And think about this: we only have issues with nuclear weapons because of governments. I mean, would anybody else have ever thought of developing such an awful, destructive device, except for the people that are already in positions of power and want to ensure that they keep their power? I think that if it weren't for governments being around, we probably wouldn't even have such awful devices.
Well, I don't think Einstein was originally going for a weapon. I think he was just doing research into nuclear fission and all that. So, which is why it scares me.
There are these companies that are making robots, which many of them are very handy. We've got the Roomba here at our house, which is the one that goes around cleaning your floor for you.
That's cool.
But the bad news is that same company is developing robots for the military. So it's like, we'd already bought it and we didn't know that, but now we know it. So now we don't really want to buy anything else from them to subsidize their military developments. Anyway, Eric, thanks for the call. We appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. All of these things could be used for good if these damn governments weren't around.
Yeah. I disagree with Mark. I understand his rationale and his thought process behind it. But as far as the First Amendment goes, I should be able to wield anything I want. The Second Amendment. Yeah, sorry. The Second Amendment goes.
What about the nuclear weapon?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I should be able to use a nuclear weapon.
I wouldn't even go out on that limb.
This is why. You, my friend, the free marketeer, no government guy, has found somebody who's more fringe than you are.
No.
This is the reason that I don't talk about roads with people. I don't say that people should be able to have nuclear weapons. I won't talk about no government. None of that stuff.
I wouldn't say that
Call me a small government Republican. People can see that.
I should be able to have a nuclear weapon, but the use of it becomes a little more problematic.
Well, I wouldn't say that people should necessarily have easy access to them. I mean, and it wouldn't be easy. There's not a high demand for nuclear weapons.
It would be the same easy access that people have to yachts.
And the fact is, if someone wants to go and build some sort of violent, destructive bomb in their garage, look, it doesn't matter if it's a nuclear weapon or a pretty big kiloton bomb, that you still got something that's going to destroy more than your house if you set it off. And you never know what that crazy guy down the street is building in his garage, and you probably won't know until it's too late. So really all you can do is hope that that the marketplace will secure important things like uranium, 236, and all of the other isotopes that are very, very dangerous and be used in that way. Because that's the difficult part in building a nuclear weapon, is getting those select components. From what I understand, it's relatively simple to build a nuclear weapon. It's just getting your hands on the components that's the tricky part.
It's nothing like mixing up a couple of things in your garage. There's all kinds of machinery involved and that kind of thing. I wouldn't call it simple, but yes, the hardest part is coming up with the uranium.
And of course, the motivations for people that have nuclear weapons are to it's politicians that want to protect themselves. It's not anything to do about you or protecting the nation. They just want to protect themselves from being destroyed. So politician A in one country has nuclear weapons at his disposal in order so that the politician B in another country, if he launches his nukes, well, this politician can launch his nukes and ensure the mutual destruction of both politicians. So therefore, both politicians don't ever touch the launch buttons because neither of them wants to lose their positions of power. They could care less about sending thousands of troops over to die in some other country. It doesn't matter to them if troops die. It's their own personal lives that they want to keep safe. So all of the motivations to even have nuclear weapons dissipate if you don't have people in gigantic positions of power that are looking to protect themselves.
Yeah, the conversation is a worthwhile one with a lot of different tangents and paths to follow, little currents to try to follow, whether or not an individual would have enough money to be able to procure one himself if he was, a mega millionaire and had enough to work on, that sort of thing. Would it be...
Yeah, the Dr. Evil scenario.
Yeah, the Dr. Evil, yeah. And he just wanted those sharks with freaking lasers. but, there's that question. Would we even have gone down this road if governments hadn't existed? All those types of hypotheticals.
Well, that hypothetical is of no use, though.
Exactly. I mean, yes. Precisely.
Well, governments have existed. And
I was just throwing it out there. Yeah. It's a reason why those things are around now.
Yeah, but you know, the question
just like reason crack is around and meth is around.
The question does crop up, and I say, look, anything that the government wants, I should be able to have. Because if you are not willing to trust individuals with it, with a nuclear weapon, and you're somehow more willing to trust the government with it,
which is nothing but individuals calling themselves government.
Exactly. That must tell you something about what you think the nature of government is versus what you think the nature of a rational individual is.
800-259-9231.
It's not the rational individuals that bother me. You better say the number.
Yeah. Oh, 1-800-259-9231. It's always the irrational ones that are the scary ones, and it's usually the ones that don't ever say anything to you before they set off their bombs. You really have to be frightened.
So here's something to think about. What if we hypothetically say, okay, government provides this sort of a prophylactic, in a way, against the crazies, because the crazies in a majority-ruled nation will not be able to gain the majority. So therefore, there'll be this prophylactic against the crazy use of weapons, whereas in the private sphere, crazies could individually get their hands on nuclear weapons if they were allowed to do so. And therefore, we really don't think that the Second Amendment should apply all the way to nuclear weapons for an individual. Now, there is something to be said there. First of all, who's to think that if we outlaw nuclear weapons for crazies, that they're not going to get their hands on nuclear weapons?
Right. Well, that's the excuse that government is using to crack down and destroy our freedoms. The excuse is that the terrorists have suitcase nukes. They've got them already, and now we've got to keep them from getting into the country, which, of course, they could already be here, and they haven't blown anything up yet.
Right.
But nonetheless, I mean, that's their excuse for increasing tyranny. The fact that there are nuclear weapons, the fact that there could be small nuclear weapons, and the fact that these terrorism groups have access to them. I mean, you're dealing with governments. There are people inside governments that are corrupt, that have access to nuclear technologies, that if the right people grease the right palms, all of a sudden a few detonators disappear, and you don't know where they end up. So the fact that government controls nukes doesn't make me feel safe. More in the way, this is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today. Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features for free. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. There are 41 categories to shop in. Huge selection of products. Everything from their original books category, which is just full of great stuff. Gardner, is your book going to be available through Amazon?
In fact, it will be. Yeah,
what's
sure.
What's it called? When's it going to be available?
My book is going to be called Live Free or Die. And Live Free or Die will be at Amazon probably in about 2 weeks.
So is there a byline on it that it's not the worst of all faiths?
Yes, that, close to it.
Does that mean it's available for pre-order or not yet?
Not yet. Not yet.
Will you let us know?
Yes, thanks a lot. And the Serenity Found is over there right now.
Serenity Found with an article from Gardner Goldsmith.
Yeah.
So do you write under the name Gardner Goldsmith? Because I know you have more of an author name as well.
Yeah. No, I write under Gardner Goldsmith or P. Gardner Goldsmith. I think that one's under P. Gardner Goldsmith.
That's what I thought.
You're one of those guys that abbreviates their first name?
I'm like G. Gordon Liddy without the felony conviction.
How does that happen to you?
It's a libertarian thing. F. Paul Wilson.
F. Paul Wilson, P. Gardner Goldsmith. You're right. That's what it seems like. When I spoke with Paul, I was like, hey, we're both first initial guys. He's like, yeah. I was like, but you're successful. No, but anyway. It's an old family last name. Richard Gardner came over on the Mayflower. He was one of the signers of the Mayflower Compact, and he was one of my great-great grandfathers on my dad's mother's side. They all came from Massachusetts, so it's sort of a traditional thing. I had an uncle named E. Gardner Goldsmith. My dad's name was Paul. My first name is actually Paul, but they just did me first initial middle name guy, just like my uncle.
More than you ever wanted
there
to
you
know.
There you go.
So
bam.
Your parents actually decided that you were going to be?
Yeah, so I've never been called my first name, unless I get into the public schools and I'm like, you know, in Spanish class, Pablo! No, it's Gardner.
Did mom ever have a shortened name, like Gardy?
Yes, absolutely. Gardy and my girlfriend, my most recent girlfriend, whom I'm waiting for her to actually call me back someday, she used to call me Gardy as well. So there you go.
All right, enough about it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone calls here and talk to Mark in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Mark, Florida, going once.
I've read the First Amendment, and it says they shall not pass a law against free speech. So how's the FCC involved with that?
The FCC.
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of unconstitutional federal agencies with all different alphabet configurations for their name, and the FCC is one of them. So the answer is it's involved because it is. It's an unconstitutional agency, and
There you go.
There you go. And you know what's funny? There's something analogous to that, buddy. All you have to do is you look at the way the federal government claims that they own the airwaves, the radio spectrum. They claim scarcity.
Well, it's the public airwaves, so the government doesn't even claim to own
them.
They're
just managing them.
They're our airwaves. I love that. Yeah, and so there's I was doing research on a new book that I've been pitching around, and it's on the history of talk radio. And it's fascinating because it started with Herbert Hoover in the 1920s. And then Hoover was the Secretary of Commerce, and that's when they formed the Federal Radio Commission in the 20s. And then they changed to the Federal Communications Commission when TV came around. Television could have come in 5 years earlier, except General Electric had such a block of radio stations. And by the way, they were working with the Nazis in Germany at the time. They made millions that way, yeah. But they had such a block that they tried to delay television for 5 years because they didn't want radio competed against. And the amazing thing is, you think about it, free speech on the air. The government claims they own the airwaves, therefore they can attenuate our speech if we want to work in the airwaves, right? It's the same
thing. Not what it says. Y'all are the press.
What's that?
They can't do that, it says.
Yeah, well, that's
no
exactly
law respecting,
it.
You know.
Right. No law.
Freedom
right.
of the speech
I love
or
the way
the
you
press.
Think.
So,
right. I love the way you think, and I wish more business executives thought the way you did. If you know, if the people that were in charge of Fox and ABC and Clear Channel,
screw the government,
and Citadel. I mean, there was
screw
a lawsuit,
FCC.
Wasn't there? What's that?
I say screw the FCC.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great. But there have been all sorts of rulings, and I got to tell you, the FCC is such a bad and corrupt entity. The Roosevelt administration pulled the licenses of station owners who had broadcast editorials against them. Then you had, of course, the George Carlin thing with the seven dirty words. They've been
right.
cracking down more and more and more. And then you had the Janet Jackson thing where they imposed $500,000 of fines against CBS. CBS just recently it was ruled CBS couldn't get out of that. And it's unbelievable. But the thing that gets me is, think about this. It's analogous to airline pilots who want to be able to carry, or anybody on the plane who wants to be able to carry a firearm on a plane. Because
this constitution I have is the right one.
Yeah.
And it's not like they haven't amended it. I got it from the Cato Institute. I was wondering if they just sent me, you know, an old one or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was wondering about that. So I guess my only choice is to move to New Hampshire in the free state.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Hey, great deduction. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Gardner, you want
to
make your point?
Well, I was just going
to
say, you know, the funny thing about it, you guys, is that the point that he brings up, this is a perfect example in all these instances where the government takes over. You have a very clear proscription in the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And yet, when you get on a plane or a pilot gets on a plane, that supposedly fundamental right, if it's a right, it can't be attenuated.
Now, wait.
They have attenuated the crap out of that
one. Exact point of clarification, though. It's only for the government, though. The government cannot take away that right. While
if you're
on someone's private property.
If it was a private airline or anything like that, no problem.
But the airlines aren't in charge of their own
choice.
Security.
Exactly.
It's the government that's in charge.
Exactly. So I remember I was on a plane, and I sat there, and I thought to myself, in fact, I wrote a piece about it. And I thought, here I am sitting on a plane, and I'm thinking about the Second Amendment, and I'm thinking, you know, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then I'm thinking, well, wait, if that's the case, how is it a right? Oh, yes, that's right. They run the airways here. They run the routes. They are in charge, and they're in charge of the security protocols. So that's the way they get away with all this idiocy. It's just craziness.
You know, back to the FCC, and there's a few more points I want to make here on this.
Yeah.
The FCC, if you look at the history of it, and I only have a very basic level history at the FCC, but it's a sad one.
Yeah.
We know that cell phones could have been out in the 40s, I believe.
Right, right.
If it weren't for the FCC getting in the way of that, who knows what other technologies they've put on hold or delayed by decades before it was actually released to the imagine having the teeniest little cell phone in the 1980s. It could have been that way, but the FCC stepped in the way. Also, what's very interesting in the world of radio, since that's where the call started, in the world of radio, you've got a situation where the FCC hands out licenses to very, very select groups, people that can jump through the hoops and give them their, you know, their attorney's fees and the engineering studies and pay the application fees, which are several thousands of dollars just for the application fee. So there's very a select group of people that hold radio station licenses. Now, it worked for a little while because there wasn't this thing called the Internet out there to compete. But now there is, and it popped up out of nowhere I mean, as far as time frame is concerned, the internet is a relatively new phenomenon.
Yeah.
It popped out of nowhere, and now we've got all kinds of competing audio entities. There's iPod, you know, and all of its competitors. MP3 players that people can go out. You can get an MP3 player for $35 at Circuit City that'll hold a whole bunch of songs, and you can create your own custom playlist. This is slowly going to destroy the world of music radio. Now, the world of radio is fretting about this. They're freaking out. They're saying, you know, go to the conventions. This is what they talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Read the industry magazines. This is what they're talking about. It's, oh, gosh, the iPod, what are we going to do? And of course, satellite radio is also sort of slowly siphoning listeners off, though I don't know if they're going to make it because they're still in debt.
I think the iPod is probably really
clobbered.
iPod's
the killer. Yeah. iPod's the killer.
Yeah.
And so the radio executives are running around like their heads, they got their heads chopped off trying to figure out what to do. And the fact is, they haven't figured out yet that it's the federal government that is literally preventing them from being able to innovate in the way that's necessary to really continue ahead and keep the radio business alive. Now, I'm not saying it's going to die anytime soon, but as long as the FCC is overarching the entire industry, micromanaging everybody, oh, you can't get a construction permit for a new station until you go through the FCC's process, which takes who knows how long. I call radio stations for a living.
These guys have gotten into bed of their own volition, of their own accord.
That's what I'm talking about here. They don't. The agency they want to protect them
is their poison.
Is the agency that is slowly strangling them to death. And the National Association of Broadcasters is totally clueless. They're so busy opposing the merger of XM and Sirius that they have a banner up on their headquarters that says XM plus Sirius equals monopoly, which of course is a lie. You know, they just they're just total idiots. And I don't mean the great people that are running our show. Obviously, they get it. You know, they can see something fresh and something new, and they've added it to their stations. But the guys at the upper echelon, some of them, I mean,
right,
they
the
just
ones
don't
that
get
truly
it.
Make these
that
decisions.
Interest,
I'm sorry,
one
station owner comes out and says we should get rid of the FCC.
That's not going to do anything.
Right.
But Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine essentially said that.
He, without specifically saying that, yeah, he has said the FCC needs to get out of the world of content restriction, and I'll certainly agree with that. Though, really, if the industry wants to stay alive, they have to throw off the shackles and the chains of the FCC. I think it's because of the FCC that we don't have really HD radio hitting hardcore
still
yet.
Right.
It could have been here a decade ago. But the FCC is dragging their feet on everything. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Have you ever?